Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Sip and Discuss for Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Becky.
So we are week three into Rockstar Week.
Yes. Yes.
We've had two really great rock stars.
Yes, we have.
Out of the five. And today we're going into book three, which is Lilac by B.B. Reed.
Yep.
And we have thoughts.
Yep.
A little bit of a dip this week.
We did dip. We dipped. We dipped. Yeah. 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 Okay. So, because I don't want to give too much away. So let's talk about who wants to share the things we need to know before we start.
I can do it.
Go for it.
All right. Release date on this was December 5th, 2020. Tropes are why choose / polyamory, enemies to lovers, forced proximity, found family, rockstar romance, bad girl, unapologetically strong heroine, slow burn. This is a standalone. The POV is multi-first person. We didn't put the put out percentage. I don't
know. Leah figured it out.
Oh, I did. It's 33%. I must not have actually typed it into the doc. Oh, no. I typed it into the web post.
You did it into the show notes. Yeah.
All right. The audio narrators, if you did the audiobook, are Jason Clark, Teddy Hamilton, J.F. Harding, and Jillian Macy. This book is available on ebook in Kindle Unlimited, audio free with your Audible and Hoopla. There are some content warnings. There's emotional and physical abuse, past trauma, addiction and substance abuse, grief and loss, self-harm, suicidal ideation, religious trauma, and probably some other ones that we didn't name. But there you go.
This book is pretty freaking triggering, messy. And not in a good way messy.
It is. I mean, it's very, it's like there are so many things, but even if they are your triggers, like, they don't go too far into them.
No. This book was very... Okay, so before we get into this book, let me talk about the audio narration. Yeah. I will say, I did the audiobook.
I did too.
And I am not sure that I've heard J.F. Harding before, but the casting of this audiobook was incredibly well done. I think Jillian Macy was really wonderful to listen to. I liked the blend from Jason Clark to Teddy Hamilton to J.F. Harding. None of their voices were like, was I jarred out of the book because of voice change, you know, because we changed chapters or anything. And I really felt like they encompassed what was their character in this book. So I feel like casting on this audiobook was exceptional.
I agree, because I did the audio too, and I like the cadence of their voices, the octave of their voices also worked really well together. Because you know how sometimes like you're listening to an audiobook and it has multiple men, like one's really like a tenor and one's a baritone, and it completely throws you off and you're like, whoa, that's a deep change. But they all were around the same level, and it's like their voices are very different but very similar at the same time. Yeah. And so it did really work, even sped up at 2.0.
So going back to what Amanda was talking about, they talk about a lot of things but we don't actually deep dive into anything. I would say this book was surface at best.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like it was the sheen, like the film on the window.
Also, I feel like a lot of stuff was not fully fleshed out either. Like I felt, now I will say I did not read it closely because I was about 10 chapters in and I got bored because nothing had happened at this point. And so I skimmed. And so maybe things were fleshed out and I just didn't realize it.
No, but nothing was fleshed out.
They weren't.
There were like big things that were happening that we didn't really get resolution to.
Yeah.
So I mean, you get resolution, but not in any kind of...
It's not a satisfactory resolution.
Satisfying way. I mean, it just kind of all of a sudden it's like one sentence. This is fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they blow it off.
And I think it was part of that was because all four of these characters had deeply emotional like trauma like at some point in their life, but we don't really get the details of any of it. We're kind of told it happens, but nothing really gets explained. And I didn't form any kind of connection to any of them.
Yeah.
Well, and my thing is, if you're going to create these characters with these types of emotional traumas and like have that be who they are, which that is fine,
Yeah.
but you need to not heal them, but you need to bring those traumas like front and center and have like them like as a couple, Paul, like the I mean, it's not one people person. So, as the grouping, like they need to work th through these things together. And I felt like that is, I'm going to say this. I don't know who agrees with me. You may disagree with me, but this is not a why choose romance. This is a polyamorous romance where there are separate couplings, but there is not a full-fledged relationship through all four of these people because a why choose, there is not this toxic chaos and fighting and animosity between any of them when things start to happen. There is encouragement and sharing and all of those things. And we did not get this in that this book at all until like the last like chapter. And then it was like almost a throwaway scene where she felt like she had to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
No, this book was so full of toxicity. Like, I mean, we like a messy book, right? I mean, we've talked about this here. We like a messy book. We like a complicated book. And we actually haven't done a why choose first sip and discuss. And so, one of the things that this book often comes up when you start searching for rock star romance, this is always the top of everyone's rock star list. And then again, it shows up again for why choose. And I feel like both of those things hardly existed in this book.
Well, I mean, the rock star thing for the first like 30 chapters, because this book is too long for one thing. The first 30 chapters, the rock star thing was very much like there. And then
Yeah.
became like a backseat thing to the toxicity and chaos that these people are going
I
through.
just felt like the rock starness, they've leaned into the rock star lifestyle. And Leah, I think this is the rock star you don't like.
This is the rock star I don't like.
And again,
But
though,
this
they talk
really.
about it, but they don't, it's not really that big of a deal. Like, I just, it's, so, oh, there's some drinking, there's some drug use. But they've all kind of like agreed to be sober at the beginning because their former bandmate
Well,
OD'd.
except
So
for
they're,
Lauren,
so,
he
well, I
like
mean,
is out getting.
he falls off the wagon for everything real
Yeah.
quick. But at the
Yeah.
beginning, they've all agreed that they're gonna be sober, and she's, like things happen. But again, it's all very surface. Like I did enjoy when they were performing songs. Like I thought the songs were really well done. The ones that she put, that she actually put on page for them to sing. Those were probably the deepest parts of this book.
The poetry of it. There was a
Yes.
poetry to the songwriting that I really appreciated. This
Yes.
also shows me that you can be lyrical in your writing and have a successful book.
Yes.
But the writing, her lyricism, her poeticness in this writing, the prose that she wrote was far better than any of the storylines in the
Yeah.
book.
Yeah.
Well,
I agree.
and that's the thing, like the book itself, the structure of the book, the way that it is written, not the length, but the way that it is written is well done. I think that she is a good writer, but
Yes.
there's no development of these characters. Like they stay like at the same level, and it doesn't matter like whether they talk about their past or like what is going on. And like even when they like the breakup happens, it's still like they're still at the same level. Like the guys are like these arrogant like idiots who think that still don't think they're really doing anything
Yeah.
wrong.
I think that that is the other piece that makes this not why choose, but polyamory, is the jealousy and the group dynamic and the struggles.
Yeah.
Because the relationship, so this book comes out late 2020, meaning it was probably written early to mid 2020, because Bebe Reid is a, like, she writes, takes a long time between books. And I think that with this one, you know, it, the way that it's written, I think it's at that time in romance where we were kind of defining the difference between polyamory, why choose. And I feel like it does this book a disservice to call it why choose because of that jealousy, because of that power struggle. And the relationship, while unconventional, it's the boundaries that are blurred, you know, that happens within their relationship that, you know, I'm just kind of like, well, how can you have feelings when you don't really understand what you're doing?
Oh, but they don't even really, like, I don't think they even really like each other. Like, I don't think any of them, by even by the end of the book, I don't think any of them truly like each other.
No, and I think that was another struggle, is because she tells us that they were really close and that they had this great relationship. They've been friends since they were younger. And then, you know, whatever happened with their last bandmate and someone else who I won't say because it's spoilery, but like, I just don't ever feel like they really get that connection back if they had it in the first place. And I also like, I did read like a note where she said that she was like, that this had been stewing around in her brain for a while, and that when she first conceived of this, they were college students. Like, when they when the characters first came to her and she was writing like a YA or NA series before this. And I didn't look at those books, but I almost wonder if, like, but she decided she wanted to make it spicier, so she like aged them up and
but didn't change their behaviors.
That, and that's what I wonder if that happened. You know what I mean? Like maybe if it suffered some from that.
Well, I mean, that's fair, but at the same rate, like,
yeah,
if you're gonna have a why choose, like, they have to genuinely like each other by the end of the book. Like, there can be some animosity between the characters, but like, the heroine, especially when it's like multiple males, like, the heroine kind of bridges that gap of animosity. And I don't feel like that happened here, because like, when Houston and Braxton first hook up, he uses it like as a weapon for the other two.
Yeah. And like, then you can't, like, touch her now.
You can't, but then it's like, they fight like to see who can do it next. And it's like, they do it and then they brag about it and everybody gets mad. And so it's like, that is where my biggest hang up with it is. There's just so much anger and animosity. And I, like, you know, I like a messy book, but the messy has to be plausible. And I feel like the messy for this one was just taking every bad stereotype and throwing it in our faces.
Yes, but at the same time saying, but they're damaged, so love them. Right? Like, I mean, we're being told that. We don't feel that. But like, I feel like like that was the message, is like, they're so damaged, she's gonna bring them back together, but it just never really happens for me. Except, in my brain.
Yeah, it never happens either. And I did skip around. I skipped chapters because things felt really repetitive. And I was struggling. One of the lines that I struggled with is Lauren, it's hinted about his bisexuality and his past with Rich, but it's, nothing ever happens with it.
It does.
But like, but in a sentence or two.
They have an encounter later, very later in the book.
Right, no, and I know that encounter, but it doesn't talk about, like, we underdeveloped, like, what happened in the past that it wasn't still happening. Like but, that part never happens. Like, it just underdeveloped.
Well, but part of it is, too, is, like, why, like, after it happened, they, like, it's like it happened and they both shut themselves off and then they hated each other for it, which I mean, that does make sense. But at the same time, like they still don't seem to like each other by the end. Like,
No,
even
and
though
when
like they have
and
that
when they get
connection.
together, when the scene happens between them in the end, it's very angry.
That's the thing.
Right.
Like, I feel like
Very angry.
this entire book is just hate fucking. Like, with all of them.
But I just,
Yeah.
my thought on it was, is I would have liked to have known like the moments of those. I just wanted more history, not the
Yeah.
surface. Like, I know that they had sex in this book together, but I don't understand, why it had happened in the past and it wasn't happening now. And you're just like you're mad that you're attracted and having sex with them. Like, then why are you doing it?
Well, and like with the whole Emily storyline, they're like, they talk about how Lauren like did all these things, but what did he really do?
Yeah, we don't really know.
Like we know nothing. Like we know that we can spoil, right? That's what the
Yeah.
point of this.
Yeah, we
Okay, yeah.
spoil
I
during
was
Sip
trying
and
not to, and I'm
Discuss.
like, I'm trying to remember what
Well,
I'm
because
doing. We
Amanda
just did a
said
quick
like
shot.
not to
No, all right,
spoil, then I
sorry. We
was
just
like,
did
am
a
I,
quick
did
shot,
we
so
change something?
we just did
I
quick
still
shots. We're trying to get quick shots back up over on
yeah,
Patreon. That makes more
my brain's
sense. So
in a
you're on
quick
quick
shot.
shot mode.
Yeah.
But so like when the whole Emily storyline pops up and like he's not divorced, he's married, like because he like thinks that there's this child, but like and he talks about how Lauren did all these things and like made Emily sleep with like the dude that was the lead singer or guitarist or yeah the guitarist because that's who Braxton replaces, and like they slept together and but it's like but what else does he do?
I was really mad when I found out he was married. I was mad.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't even really like these people, so I don't even know why I got mad. But I was just like,
I don't
really,
like
that
any of
has to
these
be.
people. I don't like any of them.
I think it's because of the way that it came up. Like,
Yeah.
I don't mind a book where, like, you know, one or the other is married at the beginning of the book, but they're in a bad situation. And so, like, they're trying to get out. Like, that
Yeah,
doesn't
that's
bug me.
different.
But clearly, like, this guy, because he even says at one point that, like, if the kid is his, like, he was gonna stay married to her, but he can't, like, find her.
Yeah. And, but he's just,
So,
he's
like,
in love with Braxton. So,
you're
like, I don't know.
stooping the girl
Stooping.
because why not? Everybody else is doing it and pissing everybody else off. But yet, you still are going to stay married to this person who you're
Well,
not even sure if the kid is yours, but you think it might be.
and at some
Why are
point
you
in
laughing
between
at
there,
me like that?
he
Jenny,
had
I'm
sex
so
with
glad I
Lauren.
didn't read this.
Oh, Jenny, you would not.
No.
No.
The rage,
No.
the pure rage from Jenny, just from listening to our review right now, I'm sure is big time mads. And also you said stupping.
I did say shtupping. But so I have a question, and maybe I missed it because I didn't actually like read it. Is
I
the
want
kid
to
is
say
his
that
or
I
no?
read all of these words. I read them all.
Good
No.
for you. I'm so proud of you.
Kidding.
I could not,
I
honestly,
didn't
like
get it. Was just, I was
had
so
I not done what
indifferent.
I did, like I would have DNF'd it.
The kid is not his.
No,
Okay.
it's not
Oh, she
his. I
got
do
an
know that.
abortion.
Oh yeah, she,
I
yeah,
didn't
that's
have
right.
it.
She,
I got
there's
it. I
not a
just
kid.
found it
Oh,
because
kid
I'm
is not his.
searching
Yeah.
because I got an abortion. Well,
Yeah.
that's always nice.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, your body is your body. That part does not bug me. Like, you make your decisions.
But you
But
let him think that he
seriously,
had a kid, yeah,
for
running around.
5 years, like, it has been years. But
Okay.
then you come back
Can we
all of a
talk
sudden.
about that final scene real quick?
Yeah.
The final scene.
The four of them in a church.
Oh,
Oh, yeah.
yeah, that was weird.
Was really
Yeah.
bizarre, right? Like, I'm not the only one that thought, huh,
No, I it was
that's a
like it was
choice.
too. I did
They
not like that
and
at
they
all.
blindfold her and fly her back to her hometown and keep her blindfolded the whole time and then have sex with her in a church to help her get over her religious trauma.
That's some immersive therapy I didn't know any of us needed to read about.
I didn't need that, and it was a choice by the
And
author.
so I there's just so many things. But also the fact that, she believes she's a sex addict. And that's why she hasn't slept with anybody, and that's why she doesn't want to sleep with any of them because she thinks it's going to set her on this crazy path
But then
to
she
just.
does, and it
But then
does set her
she,
on a crazy path,
it
but
does. But
not
I'm just,
because
it
she's
was
a
just
sex
so,
addict.
it was just so weird how that was addressed. It was like, again, it taught, they talked about it, but they didn't really talk about it. And supposedly she knows she's a sex addict because she had sex with a much older person when she was younger and then proceeded to sleep with like all the boys in the church. So like
Cheers.
I don't know. I don't know.
Stacy in the YouTube chat asks, I don't know if messy is a strong enough word. What's messier than messy, Jenny?
It's a
Jerry
disaster.
Springer.
Yeah.
It's a disaster. Like, I, it's a disaster.
I
It
think
just.
disaster's too nice. Because,
Here,
okay,
let me look up at
there was
the
even.
songs.
It's a hot mess. It's a
It's
hot
no,
mess.
I don't even give like hot mess like a mean thing.
So
Like, I
there's a
like the term
line,
hot
and I can't
mess.
remember what scene it is, but she's wearing tights, and then, like, three sentences later, she's wearing jeans.
I mean, that
Oh,
happens.
yeah. I mean,
And it bugs
there were
me.
lots of parts and pieces and clothes and just
Ooh,
things flying around everywhere.
a
I'm surprised that
catastrophe.
that didn't happen
This
more,
was a
honestly.
catastrophe romance.
Or a debacle. Those are both good ones.
Debacle is a good
A
one.
calamity.
Oh yeah,
It is a
calamity.
big calamity.
Any other? I don't know. I have one other thing I want to talk about
Go
before I
ahead.
forget. And then,
You
sorry, I'm
matter.
just like.
No, just go. You just go. This is
Because
your
we're
show,
all over the
Amanda.
place.
So I was like, I don't have a ton of triggers or whatever. And I knew she had religious trauma. But she gets called home and she has to go to the hospital, and you don't really know what's happening, except you find out she's there for her sister, but you don't even find out what's going on then. And her sister shows up and is pregnant and she's 13. And I was just like, what?
Yeah.
But then she's forced to marry this older dude.
Yeah, I is he that much older? He seemed like a young dude, but I don't know how
I
old
think he
he's
was like
supposed to be. But
22, 23.
was he okay?
Yeah.
I just like,
So at 13, he's an old dude.
yeah. I couldn't remember how old he was. I was
No.
like, is he like 18 or 17 or so? I didn't remember the age. But yeah, so I'm just like, I was just kind of floored on that part. I don't know why. I mean, I knew there was something religious trauma related, but it was like you don't even go into it. It was just like
But
it's like
that's the
she's in the
thing.
hospital and all of a sudden they go to church and her sister walks up and she's 13 and pregnant. And I was just like, what?
It's just so much
Right.
is glossed over.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like you can take a squeegee and just clean it right off.
Yeah.
Because it's just there's no
Yeah.
depth. And there's no depth to the characters themselves. And I think that is a huge thing for me.
Can we talk about Rich's subplot of attempted murder?
Yeah, I still don't even like what
I don't
was
even know where
that?
that went or what happened with that.
I kept waiting on them to tell me that, like, yeah, that was another thing too.
Wasn't didn't that happen, but like right before they signed though, and it was either he signed and went with the band or went to jail. Like, I don't understand how that
Yeah,
worked, but
but why? Who did he
why?
almost kill?
Yeah.
What happened?
What was the
Well, but also
reason for trying to kill somebody?
He's such a
All I know is
pussy.
I'm sitting there listening to it, and then they're talking about this attempted murder, and in my phone I typed WTF attempted murder?
Yeah.
Huh?
And then
Like,
at the end, when they go to find him, like he's somewhere on a bench that seems like it's supposed to be significant to what happened before, but I have no idea what happened before,
well,
so I
but then
don't
I
know what it
wonder if
is.
like if his because like he sleepwalks and like goes like catatonic, which is a real thing. Like, I'm not
Yeah,
discrediting
no.
that, but like I wonder if maybe there's something with that. But like, supposedly the sleepwalking is caused by something, but we don't know what it was caused by.
And a bench and some murder. I don't know.
Yeah, I
Like, it's just very confusing.
So,
don't know.
when I was homeschooling my kids and we would do 20 minutes of creative writing every morning, like kind of journaling kind of thing, we had story dice. So they would have to roll the dice and then the symbols meant different things to them. And
Okay.
they would have to write a story for 20 minutes, whatever the story dice, using whatever prompts were from the story dice. And there were up to five. I feel like Lilac, was written with story dice. Like, let's roll the dice and see what we got. Ooh, we got a murder subplot. We got a baby scam. We got a random woman that we're married to. Like, there's so many things. And I'm still...
Jenny, the baby scam and the random woman, like, they match. They're together.
It is kind of a random TV show. Yes. I will say...
But it's not even like telenovela standards.
No.
No.
Well, and I wanted to like Braxton. She started kind of strong, but she loses agency very quickly. And then I feel like she wanted her... B.B. Reed wrote her so that she wanted to have a lot of sex, so we just made her a sex addict and she has lots of sex. And she just never had anything else going for her. Like, I'm in a rock band, I play the guitar, and I have lots of sex. Like...
Yeah, and then it was kind of made to seem like the only reason she even tried out for the band was so that she could put herself in a situation to have lots of sex.
Right. Like, because when I want to have lots of sex, I joined a band.
Yeah.
But when she showed up, she didn't even seem like she didn't know that she was going to be with that either. Like, that's one thing that I don't understand.
So Tina in the YouTube chat says, if you're going to write 550 page book, you should be able to plop in some backstory. But the story dice did not tell her to put in backstory. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like she had this jumble in her head and it just kind of came out on the page this way. Yeah. And I don't know if...
Do you think it would have been better if there was
one less person? Or no?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so let's ask this question. I
just meant because it was so long and
the problem was
So I gave my feelings on Braxton, and we haven't really talked about Houston.
He was just an asshole.
He was my favorite because he didn't really have any story, and he was just an asshole. And I was like, okay, this is fine. I'm fine.
He was just a humping partner. Like, there wasn't much else to him.
Yeah. And he had a nice grandma.
He had a nice grandma.
But also, if you have a nice grandma, how are you such a dick?
Yeah.
But like, what happened to his parents?
He's orphaned. Yeah. It was in the book.
He was
orphaned.
Raised by his grandma.
Right. But his parents died.
Right. But how?
Well, they killed themselves.
They killed themselves. That's the suicide.
Oh, I missed that part.
That's why he's so broken, because he thinks they did it because he's such a terrible person.
But he's a dick. Like, and if you have such a loving grandma, you're not going to be like that.
He was the most engaging.
Honestly,
he was the most consistent through the story also, though, because Rich started out as this really nice guy, but then, like, he turned into this, like, raging lunatic who doesn't understand, like,
Murdered someone or attempted to murder someone.
But also, and is married.
And is married.
Well, but also, like, he has to ask permission, essentially, to do anything for the first, like, 50% of the book. And then all of a sudden, he's like, I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Like, they say
at some point that, like, he does that to keep himself in check. Like that they do that to keep him in check. Because he is apparently the most, like, I don't know, like, mean one of them, or he's the most, like, I forget how they describe it, but supposedly he's the
Hulk. Is that what they're saying? Like, he's gonna rage out, like,
something to that effect. Yeah,
but it doesn't make sense, and that's the problem. Like, if you're gonna have a character like that, make it make sense. Like, you can't change his character arc halfway through the book, like, without really having a reason to change the character arc. Because when he, like, changes, it makes zero sense that, like, all of a sudden he's, like, taking a stand and can, like, make a decision. And he's not just cuckold.
Yeah. No, I agree. I totally agree. Like Houston is the most...
He's very consistent.
The most consistent.
He's a dick from page one to page 541.
I have to
agree with you. I do enjoy his character the most just because he is the most consistent. But, like, there's no depth there. Like,
yeah, but I'm not, like, yeah, I don't...
Nobody,
like,
had any
I'm not
depth.
Attached to him.
This is true.
I mean, and I think that's the other thing. The relationship dynamic never being defined, never really understanding that this is just polyamory, ring around the posy sex games.
Bring around the penis.
Like, if that's what this is, that's fine. Just tell us you wanted to write an erotic rock star romance.
But also, don't call it a Why Choose Rock Star Romance when that is not what you're giving.
Well, okay, so originally, though, I will say this is termed as a reverse harem because of the timing. We use Why Choose. So I think all of her marketing is still as an RH.
Yeah, I think so.
And do you think the dynamic,
like, reverse harems are not set up this way? There is more like mutual, like,
I mean, swords to,
than what you get in this book.
Even in a Why Choose with more than two dudes, swords do not have to cross. Like, you
know, that doesn't bug me.
You know, we don't have to have, you know, crossing of swords.
No, like, swords don't have to cross.
I think
at
a
all.
Story is better when the swords cross.
I mean, I don't necessarily need the swords to cross because as long
I'm
as
I'm
the
saying, there's this guy that I watch on TikTok. He's blind but gay, and he talks.
I love him.
He's hilarious.
I love him.
He was talking about Eiffel Towering a couple days ago, and I was like, yeah. And then I read this garbage, and I'm like, no.
I love him.
He's hilarious, isn't he? Anyway.
Well, yes, because if you're going to call it a Why Choose, you need more than two people in the room. At least more, like, once or twice throughout the book. I'm not saying that those, like,
well, at least watch the scene. At least watch it.
That's the thing. Like, sometimes,
you can be a cuckold partner.
Because I've read Why Chooses where, like, there's, like, one voyeur and then two guys and the girl. Like, but the voyeur is, like, in charge of everything. And he leads, like, the whole moment. Like, he might not be in, like, in the pretzel. I don't know what I was doing.
Pretzels.
He's not in the pretzel, but he is, like, still a big part of it. And there's an emotional connection between all the people involved.
Right. And there was no emotional connection between the males at all.
There's so much animosity and anger.
Do you think they even like each other? Do you think this is a band situation where none of the bandmates actually are friends?
I don't think they like each other. I think that, yeah, I know. The hand gestures were, like, out of control tonight. I don't know what is wrong with me. I don't think they like each other. And even at the end of the book, like, in the epilogue, like, they seem like they're fine, but I still don't believe it.
No, I think they're just getting along for Braxton.
Yeah,
like, that's it. Like, I mean, and that's the thing that's kind of annoying, because you're led to believe that they had this great friendship at one point in their lives.
But
like, they grew up
where
together.
Where do we see that?
You know what,
like,
I mean?
We don't even get a flashback of them, like, getting along. Like, honestly, I would have loved a flashback of them being younger kids where they're, like, claiming to be great friends, but we get none of that.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Is there anything else in this book that you need to talk about, Amanda?
The other thing was her synesthesia, chromesthesia, phantosmia. Like, they used all of them to describe the fact that she can see and taste feelings. And I didn't realize what was happening for, like, the longest time, because she just kept saying she tasted cherries. And I'm like, what is happening? Like,
well,
and then
all
they
of
finally say,
can't.
and then they just, you know, they just say the words, but they don't really describe it until, like, maybe the very end.
It was like 70% into the book.
And
or
then,
something.
Like,
actually, it might have been farther than that.
Yeah. That you barely get the description. And then finally, we get why this book is called Lilac.
Yeah.
And I was like, because I kept waiting for that, like, in relation. And I was just so, like, I just wanted more. I wanted to feel something. Like, I was saying before this, I was like, I didn't hate this book. I just, like, I had nothing for it. Like, I just, like, it evokes nothing in me. Like,
I was just frustration.
Like, not even that. I was just like, okay, whatever. Like,
if
I
had,
like,
that,
ugh.
This would be like a dirty fart. You're welcome.
Too far, Leah. Too far. Bring it back a little bit, Leah.
I don't want to.
She's mad.
Okay.
I am. So, I'm mad about this book. Like, honestly, I think I would have rather read a Megan Quinn book than this
book. Okay, so I will say this, though. Well, obviously, we have big thoughts and we'll get our thumbs up, thumbs down here in a minute. I am not sad that I read this book because now I can say when people are like, oh, you want a rock star romance? Have you read Lilac by B. Reed?
Yeah,
I can be like, yeah, don't read it. It's not
do
good.
not recommend this book.
But I feel like, it's been one of those titles that since 2020 we see all over the place, and it's something that constantly comes up in Rockstar. And then I hadn't read it, so I didn't know. So I just assumed that it was supposed to be this really great read.
Well,
And
and it's been on my radar for a long time because it's why I choose, which I typically enjoy, and since I'm trying to branch out into rock stars, but it literally is everything that I hate about a rock star romance, and it is not a why I choose.
I think that I'm glad that I read it. Did I love it? You'll know here in a second. But again, I feel like I can now say, I've read it and this is how I feel about it. And I don't know. I'm not sad that I read it. Did I love it? Well, let's do that then. Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs sideways on Lilac by B.B. Reed.
I'm gonna say thumbs down because I didn't connect with any of the characters. I am glad that I read it because it's been on so many lists. I don't typically read a lot of contemporary why choose or polyamory or any of those. So, this was a new thing for me. And I can also say that I understand maybe why people like this book so much, especially considering the time frame that it came out, the end of 2020. I had no real big feelings. It didn't delve into anything too deeply. But at that time of my life, I probably wouldn't have wanted to delve into anything too deeply, especially something new. I think it gave people, like a different, maybe that were new to romance, a way to kind of dip their toe into dark rock star or, like a polyamory situation to see if they liked it. I mean, but yeah, I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah. Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down, or maybe a thumb
Thumbs down.
sideways.
I mean, it's definitely like it's thumbs down, but the structure of the book, the editing of the book wasn't bad. Like the writing
The poetic
style in which
prose.
B.B. Reed created her story is strong. I just did not love the storyline. I didn't like the fact that like everything was surface, there was no development. The fact that I don't believe that they're going to be happy in the future. Like, I just when I read a romance and I want that HEA, like I need to trust the HEA. And I really don't. And I don't feel like this.
I think this is an HFN. I don't even feel like this is an HEA. Because if the band
Well,
breaks up, I don't think they'll be together.
they go forward and they have a baby.
they
Oh,
do.
I missed that. I must
Yeah. It was in
have.
the epilogue.
Oh, I only half-assed the
They
epilogue.
go forward, they have a baby, like the four of them are married, they have a like a service and all that stuff, but it's still like the way even in the epilogue like there still feels like there's some animosity. Like it's
Yeah, I
not
don't
as
believe their HEA,
it's not as glaring, but I still feel like it's there.
I'm a thumbs down. Again, I'm not sad I read it. I think the prose are really, her lyricism was really well done. I loved those song lyric moments. The audiobook was good, but this was not a story for me. Like, give me some background, give me some stakes, give me something to sink my teeth in. I felt like every time I was getting a bite, it's like
Honestly, like
small plates, and you find something at a restaurant that's a small plate restaurant, and you like really like it, and then you realize that like you only got
you
that
got one
one
bite and
bite,
then you're done. Yeah.
you're done. Like, I just give me the whole plate, let me know who these people are, and I don't feel like I knew who they were.
Yeah, Jenny said indifference is worse than hate, and that's definitely true because I didn't care about this book at
Well,
all.
but
Like, I was
they
just
all like,
like,
but that's, I think that's part of the problem with these characters too, is none of them seem to care about anything
I don't
yeah and
like
I
any
yeah
of them.
except like digging at each other.
I just didn't like anybody. Okay, so if people are looking for a why choose polyamory romance. We're not going to give any Rockstar Rex because we've given them the last 2 weeks. So let's go.
I actually do have a duet that is
okay. Oh, do you have a rock star too that you think fits this?
I have one. I have a rock star that's not, it's not why I choose, but I feel like if you want the rock star with the angst and
go for it
and that darkness that I thought I was getting in this book, you know, that I wanted that big angst, that big rock star situation, Vipers and Virtuosos by Savar Miller.
Okay.
So,
and it gives you the dark grittiness.
You get the dark. There's stalking involved. She ruins his career.
I love a good stalking.
There's all the angst. It's bonkers. Which is really what I thought I was gonna get here. It's not why I choose, but
it's bonkers.
Yeah, but you have that like messy chaos, but messy in a good way.
Stone Cold Notes by Julia Wolf. That's a little bonkers. He stalks her for 5 years and finds out she has a kid and he loses his shit because she had a one night stand with someone that wasn't him.
I wanted that kind of emotional bonkers payoff for this book and I didn't get it.
And there was no emotional payoff in this book.
No.
And nobody did any work, so it didn't matter, I guess. Leah, what do you have for polyamory or rock star that you think people should read?
Okay, so Ali Beck has a second sets duet. It is pretty long and I don't think it needs to be a duet, but it has some of the same elements and like anger that this book has. But I think at the same time though, like there is emotion, there is depth, there is growth. Like, I don't think it needed to be a duet. I think it was too long, but I did enjoy the story like as a whole and like the way it played out. If you like the Why Choose Little Goddess by Layla Frost, there is swords crossing in that one. It is really well done. There is none of the animosity. There is some questioning with the way the book plays out. Well, because two of them, like they never did anything previously. And it was like, so there's some like bioawakening plus like the polyamory aspect to it. But it makes sense. So there's a little bit of like negative energy because they're both like unsure of like why they want to kiss their best friend but in the best way. And then The Perfect Fit by Sadie Kincaid, it also is a true why choose. There's lots of sharing. I can't remember if swords cross in that one or not though. But she has another one, the Ryan, like it's like four or five books. It's like the Ryan's Rules series that would actually be really well done too. And then Sarah Bale has Goldie in the Three. It's part of the Gilded. I think it's a duet as well, but I might be wrong because
no, it's a duet.
Because some are, and it's hard to remember which are which aren't. But like Goldie in the Three, it's Goldie and her three bears. But that one's really well done as well.
Yeah. I have Bound by Shannon Elliott. It's FFM. But it's a very well thought out emotional romance, emotional payoff, polyamory, why choose, done very well.
Yeah.
And, you know, that one's interesting because the main couple, the one female and male, are married and they invite someone into their marriage. So it works and it makes sense.
It does.
Then Monster Pucker by Cleo Evans and Ashley Bennett. I do love that book. I do love that book because the Yeti.
You do.
You know, anyway.
I saw you had Tessa Hale on here. Any of her books work.
Any of her books work.
There are true why choose. There are no swords crossing in those books, but it is a symbiotic relationship between all of the partners. It's paranormal. So, you know, the female main character is the one that kind of holds them all together. Like there's a purpose. It's a fated mates kind of situation. Those are very kind of low entry into a why choose. And kind of like I went down that rabbit hole last year and they're really well done. And I think the next one starts next week.
It's either next week or the week after.
Yeah.
It's dragons. It's all dragons, isn't it?
No, I think the crimson one is.
I think the new one is Wolves. The yeah. last
is
one
it,
was Dragons.
Oh, it is Wolves. I'm yeah, you're the last right. one I was thinking dragons. Of a different series that I was looking at.
Yeah. Emma Fox writes All Why Choose. Lauren Blakely mm-hmm. has her series. It's more thruples. I'm still on the fence. We probably need to do a full Sunday episode on thruples versus Why Choose and polyamory and kind of define the three of them down. Because
I'm down for that.
I feel like thruple is different than Why Choose.
Well, because Carrie Ann and Lexi Blake also have quite a few thruples.
So does Kelly Jameson. She has some really good thruples. Yeah, she does. Yeah. Yes. So, and Sawyer Bennett's written some thruples. There was a whole thruple movement from like 2015 to 2017, I want to say.
Yeah, Samantha Cole has a couple too, and they're really well done as well.
Mary Carr is still writing them, right?
Oh, Mary Carr is still writing them, and I love her thruples.
Shayla and Mary wrote
one. Shayla and Lexi. Too.
Shayla and Lexi did. Shayla and Lexi. Form. Shayla and Mary were doing one together.
No, Lila and Mary. Right. Which
it was one of those four. One of those two four. Of those four.
Have you,
they like to intermix quite a bit.
They do, all four of them. Have you seen Lila's TikToks recently? So there's this orchid series that Lila and Mary have been writing for a very long time. And it's thruples. And it's usually three books. And there's a little bit of a suspense over storyline between the three, and they're very well done, but they've decided to end the series, and there's still this one character who has not gotten a book. And Lila was trying to guilt readers into reading the series so that she could justify to Mary that they had time to write it.
That's really funny. So not surprising.
So it was so funny to watch her TikToks and trying to guilt readers, but she wasn't guilting her. It was done in a fun way. Jenny says in the YouTube chat, the authors have more Why Choose than the book. Between those four, that is true. They're all like friends. They're all friends.
They are very good friends.
And they spend lots of time together. I love Lexi and Shayla have a series that's all menage. Yeah. And they have some suspense in them, and they're all really well done. And most of them, I don't think swords cross in most of them, only in a few.
Yeah, it's rare for any of them for the swords to cross. I would say the Bliss series had more swords crossing.
Mary has started crossing swords, which I like.
Yes, but yeah, I think Bliss is the more swords crossing, but a lot of them don't cross there.
Do you think that comes from kind of the acceptance of sword crossing in the last, because, you know, again, some of those were writing pre-2020, and I would say sword crossing is becoming more common.
I wouldn't necessarily say acceptance, but the fact that they're more comfortable writing it.
Oh, more comfortable writing it. Okay. I didn't know if it was
because readers are more accepting of it. So like the authors are putting.
Yeah, I didn't think it was the authors. I think it's the readers.
Okay. So yeah, I think it's the fact that like readers are more open to it.
Yeah.
That the authors are more willing to put that on the page.
And Amanda's like, okay, guys.
Well, oh no, Katie Robert, I just haven't read that many, so I don't have that much to contribute. No,
and like Katie Robert, like oftentimes when she has a ruffle or Why Choose, like swords cross.
Yeah. Did Emily McIntyre write a Why Choose within or a thruple within one of her books?
No.
No. Mm-mm. I'm shocked she hasn't.
She might at some point. I'm not. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Like, hooked world, like it would actually work really well.
Yeah, it would have worked in any of those books. It might be happening in her new series. I'm not completely sure, but it's possible.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember if she had or not. Mm-mm. Okay, so I will say in the YouTube chat, we had a new viewer with us this evening. So welcome to the podcast. We hope you'll come back and join us.
And I will say this is typical of how we are.
So that's a wrap on this deep dive of Lilac by B.B. Reed. Anyway, we are back Sunday night, 9 o'clock, right here on the YouTube, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is our 200 150th Sunday episode.
That is insanity.
250 Sundays that we've been doing Buzzing About Romance. So I think it's Leah and I and Heather on Sunday, I think. Maybe Jenny.
Yeah, I have stupid family dinner.
Amanda has to have stupid family dinner. I'm not 100% sure what the topic is because I haven't done any work on it yet.
It's the KU authors.
Oh, yeah. Underrated authors in KU. So
you already like sent out like rules for it.
I did, but that doesn't mean I did any work on it.
I know, but I didn't expect there to be work done, but like you told us like Leah, there were guidelines.
Yeah. How long ago did rules? I send that? First of all, yay, Becky, for thinking in advance and realizing your life was going to get a little hairy for a couple weeks. So yay for me for pre-sending that out.
I honestly couldn't tell you when you sent it out. I just remember when I got it. I was like, damn it, Becky, you're the one.
Well, and yay for Leah for choose reading it. By.
Jenny will be here. I would like to pat myself on the back for creating rules for you hooligans because you are full of shenanigans.
Mirror. Look at the mirror and it.
I created the rules, therefore I cannot be part of the shenanigans.
You are the shenanigans.
Slice. Anyway, come back Sunday night so we can give you more books to read that are better than what we just read. And then next week, we are diving into Of Heartbreak and Harmony by Britt Benson. It is book two in, I can't think of what the series is.
Heartless Hometown.
This is the second book.
No, we're reading.
Oh, book that's two. Right. We did. We chose. We talked about book three, though.
Yeah,
that's where the confusion is.
Yeah, we read book one. I think Jenny and I did a quick shot on it that should be back in our archive, so you can go back and listen to that one. And then that's between Never and Forever is the first book, and then we're gonna read Of Heartbreak and Harmony, which is book two. Because I haven't read that one yet. And book three is just out or coming out.
Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah,
it's out already.
So I'm excited to dive in back into Britt Benson's world. I do like her books quite a bit.
I do too.
And I think there will be some angst and some drama next week.
Yeah, but there will be character depth as well.
There will be character depth.
And if there's not, I'll just rage about it.
We'll be here for it. Anyway.
I know you will.
Thanks, everyone, for hanging out and watching us or listening to this episode. We truly appreciate each and every one of you. Again, we'll see you back here Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.